Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, our next guest runs a church which meets on Sundays at a secondary school in central Dublin and is attended by a lot of young people. It takes inspiration from a line in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 29:7, which says, "Seek the peace and prosperity of the city, pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper." So how do you continue to seek the prosperity and peace of the city of Dublin when everyone is in lockdown? On the line to give us an update from Christ City Church, we have its pastor, Steve Vaughan. You're very welcome to the show, Steve. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So first of all, Steve, tell us briefly about Christ City Church and the people who are involved in your various activities.
Yeah, we have been going just over 5 years. We're what's called a church plant. And we started the church with typically 18 to 35. That was who we were looking to reach. And praise God, we were able to do that. We've branched out and broadened since then. And yeah, we meet in central Dublin on Sunday afternoons. And as you said, our sort of idea is how can we seek the peace and prosperity of the city of Dublin in a spiritual sense. We want to see people come to faith, but also in a how do we affect the culture? How do we help with areas of mercy and justice and things like that? So, yeah, that's a bit about who we are.
Absolutely. So how have government restrictions affected specifically your church life?
Yeah, well, one of the, I mean, we can't meet, so
that's a big one. Yeah, sure.
So as soon as the lockdown came, we couldn't meet, and we wanted to abide by all the restrictions and honor our government, of course. So what we've gone online, and being a young congregation meant, I think, we've been quite agile in that we have a lot of people that work for tech companies and things like that. So, you know, using technology, using Zoom, using Facebook Live, using different things like that, it's sort of part of people's lives, or a lot of people's lives. So we moved all our midweek things online, and we moved our Sunday services online, particularly using a technology called Zoom, which has been helpful. We have our staff meetings on Zoom. We have prayer meetings on Zoom. We have coffee and chats on Zoom, where you can just pop in for a coffee. Like, we're just trying to put lots of various activities that would normally happen in person, we're now trying to say do it online. It's not the same.
Sure.
It has some benefits, but overall, it's not the same. Yeah,
it's kind of weird. I've noticed myself, even in my own practice, that, you know, there are certain introverts who really are coming out of themselves on
right.
Zoom, but a lot of the extroverts are going, "Whoa, this is really weird," you know?
Well, it's interesting. So one of the benefits we've seen is that there has been an ability to bring other people into participation and contributing in our Sunday services or midweek groups in a way that they necessarily wouldn't have been in normal gatherings. So there has been a blessing. And the other thing, I mean, it's the lowest bar to entry there's ever been to attending church. So
sure.
Because you can be anonymous, you know, you don't even have to give your name, you can just, you know, sit quietly in the background. And so actually we have seen a sort of rise in attendance. I wouldn't really call it attendance, it's online, but
I
in terms
you.
Of participants,
yeah.
There's actually been more people coming along because I think it's so easy. And I'm not saying that's all positive, but there is a positive in there.
Yeah, it was funny. Again, I was just talking earlier on about a kind of a live worship thing myself and my wife have been doing every evening at 7 on Facebook. And, you know, it's really bizarre. Just people, you can see who's watching. Now, none of them are leaving any messages or likes or anything. And some of them are probably with their mouth open going, "What is he at?" But at the same time, they're there, you know, and they're hanging out. It's very interesting. Opportunities for I suppose, witness or outreach or something.
Yeah, definitely. So our Easter service, we had loads of people invited. We did a little social campaign called Try Church around this idea that you can come along, no one's going to know who you are, you're not going to have to shake anyone's hand. If you're an introvert, it's okay, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that got loads and, I mean, you know, thousands and thousands of views. And we had, you know, loads and loads of people turn up that were guests on our Easter service. So that was tremendous. I heard of people inviting their friends. I heard of people inviting their family who don't normally go to church. And so that was an opportunity for a witness. And then Wednesday coming, the 29th, we're going to run a thing called the intro course, which is all about asking the big questions of life. You know, what is meaning, what is truth, and what is true love, why does God allow suffering? So we're going to do a one-off COVID special on finding peace in times of suffering.
I love that.
And it'll be using the Meetup app, you've probably come across and we've been, you know, it's been well attended in the past, and we'll try one online and we'll see what happens, and there'll be a Q&A, and it's for believers and non-believers and everyone in between, you know?
Yeah, lovely.
I mean, just the other thing on witness, I think I've seen Christians grow in confidence in their, what they believe during this time, with a desire to share it, which has also been interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's almost as if, actually, we have something positive. We have something hopeful. We have a saviour that beat death. We do find peace. You know, so I've actually seen people, you know, grow in confidence, which has been wonderful.
Yeah, that's so, it's so good. Like, I was going to, you know, I was about to say to you, I don't know if it's too early in the experience to say, what has the learning been? But even that is really, that's really key. There's something very, very special in that. It's always like suddenly people realize, whereas before, sometimes I think Christians can feel a little bit on the back foot and going, what do I have to bring here? And very clearly, when everyone is in absolute extremis and really worried and in a bit of panic, suddenly people become aware, wait a minute, I do have something I can contribute here.
Well, Peter said it, didn't he, in his first letter, that always be prepared to give an answer for the reason for the hope that you have.
Yeah.
So, and that we have a hope. And, you know, this is terrible times, tough times, lots of pastoral sensitivities, lots of hardship. I don't want to minimize any of that. But we have a hope. And I think now Christians are going, wait a minute, we do have something to offer around community and love, but also a hope. And I think, and it's tremendous for me to see the church already. As you said, it's early on, but I'm hearing people saying, I've messaged my friends saying, do they want to read the Bible? And they said, yes. You know, just two different students in our church have done that recently. And someone said that their friend gave their life to the Lord. And this person's in the Netherlands. They're doing it online. It's one, you know.
Yeah.
So there is something happening there, I think, around an openness in people that aren't necessarily used to going to church and a confidence in those that do go to church, which is great.
Just a little personal question I have is, you know, this particular passage, you know, Jeremiah 29:7 and on, is really, really one of my very, very favourite passages of the Bible. And I particularly like it because, you know, we all know 29:11, you know, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans for peace and prosperity, la, 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 la. But actually, nobody starts really at 29:7. The idea that people have been exiled, you know, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have exiled you, and because for on its benefit, your benefit depends. If it prospers, you too will prosper. And I thought to myself, you know, when I heard that, I was going, was there a feeling when you were planting this church that there was a feeling of being in some way exiled to this place, or was that just by the by?
I think you don't have to be a modern historian to know that there's been a decline in the place of church in the life of Irish society over the last 20, 30
Indeed,
years.
Yeah.
And not just that, but some of the beliefs, the traditional Orthodox beliefs of Christianity are now seen as either, you know, strange or odd or even dangerous.
Yeah.
And so in that sense, we are at odds with our culture and we are living as exiles. And in that sense, it's, you know, all paths no longer, you know, when they were sent into exile, all paths no longer now led to Jerusalem, they led to Babylon.
Sure.
And all the pagan culture and the language and the worship. And so they had to figure out what it meant to be disciples in that exiled context. And I think the church today is having to rediscover what it is to be disciples when you're in the minority. And not being a brash, aggressive, exclusive bubble, but no, we're here to seek the peace and blessing. And even if you completely disagree and even find it sometimes offensive what we believe, that you might say, but you're doing good to our city, we don't want you to leave.
That's brilliant.
That's going to be the vision, that they go, I disagree with everything.
Yeah.
More valuable to our city is prosperity.
That's a really, really good piece of insight there, Steve. It's been really lovely talking to you. Pastor Steve Vaughan from Christ City Church in Dublin City. Thank you so much for joining us on Spirit Radio this morning.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.